You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com on WCRS FM 98.3 and 102.1, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
This is Libby. I'm all about wellness. What's it going to take to get you there? This is Libby, heard only on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. Where can you be reached? TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. You're in touch with This is Libby. I'm Libby, and this is Radio, the way it should be heard. I'm so glad to have you with me here at the table today. It's wonderful to be with you every time at the table. I want you to know that you can listen to This is Libby on WCRS FM 98.3 and 102.1 every Wednesday and at 10 p.m. I'm grateful for them. I enjoy being with you and them. And listen to this. I was given this subject today. I want to know what you're thinking. You can call me 1-877-932-9766 and you can give me your insights as well as I share mine. Just like my mama Nim used to do at the table. They used to say, girl, use what you got to get what you want. And then sometimes if you go out to the garage, you hear the men say, man, use what you got to get what you want. So I thought I'd share a bunch of good stuff with you that you are wealthy right now in your house. You are wealthy with this stuff right now to use what you got to get what you want. I hesitated because I'm thinking about my elders. They're wonderful and they were so wise. Everything I'm going to share with you today is cheap. Yeah, cheap and free are really good things to have around. And when you realize what you've got in your house that's for the good or could be for the bad, at least you'll know, because folks say you do better when you know better. So let's start with this one. Now, I'm really going to try very hard to not to say what this is until I'm done sharing the information. But if you can guess it, you can call me and let me know. I'm going to try to do this. Oh, I hope I do a good job because this hit me so hard. And I thought they may not know. And then if they do know, they don't care, but I'm going to share it anyway. See if you can guess what I'm talking about. The article is very, very easy to get. There are 8 pages. I don't believe I have to share all the information of 8 pages. A lot of those are references. However, because of the subject, there's lots of references. Try to guess this. There are 20 domestic uses for this product. Proof that this product does not belong in the human body. Okay? That's the way it started. Now I'm trying to do this. I love it. You see, this is the most valuable brand in history. And it's the world's second most recognized word after hello. However, this product itself is an absolute poison to human metabolism. It's very close to the acidity level of battery acid, and it's consistently and can consequently clean surfaces, equivalent to and often better than most toxic household cleaners. It's cheaper and easier to buy this product in some third world countries than it is to access clean water. It uses public relations propaganda to convince consumers and entire nations that it is an environmental company when really it's linked to pollution, water shortages, and disease. People who consume this product have 48% increase in heart attacks and stroke risks, And compare people who do not drink these, and they did not drink them every day. A study published in the Journal of Respirology reveals that this particular product, when consumed, is associated with lung and breathing disorders, including asthma and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD. The carbonation in this product causes calcium loss in the bones through a three-stage process. Can you guess? I'm going to keep going because it's that powerful. The carbonation irritates the stomach. The stomach cures the irritation the only way it knows how. It adds the only antacid at its disposal, calcium. It gets this from the blood. The blood, now low in calcium, replenishes itself, its supply through the bones. If it didn't do this, muscular and brain function would be severely impaired. But the story doesn't end there. Another problem with this particular product is also a problem because it contains phosphoric acid, not the same as carbonation, which is carbon dioxide mixed with water. Phosphoric acid also can cause a drawdown on the body's store of calcium. So, if this product softens your bones, actually makes them weak and brittle in three ways, then I'll tell you what they are. Carbonation reduces the calcium in the bones. Phosphoric acid reduces the calcium in the bones. The beverage replaces a calcium-containing alternative, such as milk or water. Milk and water are not excellent calcium sources, but they are sources. Esophageal cancer was very rare two generations ago. Now it's common. The basic mechanism works as follows. Let me grab a hold of my paper because we're getting ready to get into something good here now. Mechanical damage to the cells is a huge risk factor for cancer. That's why asbestos particles, and they can cause lung cancer. And all these products that I'm referring to cause acid reflux, stomach acid rising up past the esophageal valve. That's acid reflux. This is more pronounced when the body is horizontal, as in sleeping. But the sheer volume of this product and other products like it consumed in the U.S. means the acid reflux is well past the danger point. Anytime you ingest a gassy drink, you're going to get belching and acid in the esophagus. How much is too much? The research doesn't say. However, where the limit is, it shows that most of us are far, far, far past it. Stomach acid dissolves tissue. That's its purpose. The stomach lining doesn't extend into the esophagus, so the lower esophagus gets damaged by acid far more frequently in this product that I'm speaking about than in non-users of the same product. The results in a radical increase in cell mutations along with a far higher level of free radicals. Have you guessed it yet? I'll go a little bit further, just a little. See, there are 20 practical purposes for the use of the product I'm referring to. You ready? Should I give it to you? What do you think? Mr. Producer, should I give it to him? Okay. It's Coca-Cola. It's Coca-Cola. And I'm going to go venture a little further and say, more than likely, the other soft drinks as well. I couldn't refer to it in the earlier part of the information because I didn't want to give it away. Now, I told you that you use what you got to get what you want, right? This is what you do. Use that same product to do these things. You'd be surprised. And it's cheap. And more than likely, you have been giving this to your family. You've given it to your children. You've given it to your elders. You buy it in large quantities. This isn't the article now. This is Libby. You also offer it to your friends and business associates. Oh, I'll go get you one. No problem. Sure, I'll go get you one. But I just told you that this particular product and what it does to the body is all, in the very beginning, it said poison. It called it poison. Now, I can't get no gooder than that, but I'll tell you what. Let's find out what you can really use it for. You ready? No more waiting. I'll make sure you have this. To prove that Coke does not belong in the human body, there are 20 practical ways you can use Coke as a domestic cleanser. It removes grease stains from clothing and fabric. It removes dust. I'm sorry. Go back. You never know. It removes rust. Methods include using fabric dipped in Coke, a sponge, or even aluminum foil. Also loosens rusty bolts. That's what I said. Rusty bolts. You just chucked some of that down your throat, didn't you? It removes blood stains from clothing and fabric. It cleans oil stains from a garage floor. Just let the stain soak and then hose it off. Coca-Cola, who knew? It kills slugs and snails. The acid kills them. It cleans burnt pans. Just let the pan soak in Coke, then rinse it. It cleans car battery terminals by pouring a small amount of Coke over each one. It cleans your engine. Coke distributors have been using this technique for decades. Say what? It sounds to me you've been played. It cleans tile grout. Just pour it on the kitchen floor and leave it a few minutes and then wipe it up. Dissolves a tooth. That's what it said. Dissolves a tooth. Use a sealed container and take a while, but it does work. I said tooth. I'm laughing. I can't help it. I can't believe how we've been played. But that's okay because they've known. Now you know. 13, it removes gum from hair. You dip into a small bowl of Coke. You leave a few minutes and then the gum will wipe off. It removes stains from china. Okay, vitreous china. You got a dirty pool? Adding a 2 liter bottles of Coke clears up the rust. That's what I said. Cleans your pool. You got to remove or fade dye from hair by pouring Diet Coke over it. So there's something in the Diet Coke that will remove fade or dye from your hair. Remove marker stains from carpet. Applying Coke scrubbing and then clean with a soapy water will remove marker stains. It cleans a toilet. That's what I said. Matter of fact, if you go to this article and it is called Live or Live Free, LiveNatural.com, it will have a picture of someone who's just poured a half a liter bottle of Coke in their commode. It cleans the toilet. Pour it around the bowl, leave it a while, and then flush it clean. Coke and aluminum foil will bring chrome to a high shine. Strips paint off metal furniture. Just soak a towel in Coke and lay it on the paint surface. Now, you can imagine what this does to your stomach lining. Who needs the household cleaning section at the hardware store when we have Coke? End of article. I want your insights. I'm telling you I do. I'm not surprised that this works like this based on some of the research and some of the wonderful friends who come to This is Libby and sit here at the table and share information with you. They know this. We share this. Now you know this. If you know better, do better. Well, Libby, what am I going to drink? I really like Coke. It really tastes good. It's not hard to purchase. Easy to get to. Not hard to carry home. Convenient, convenient, convenient. Well, let me see. Let's get a nice, cool wine glass or water glass. You know, get a pretty one. And get you some ice and put in it. Put your little fresh lemon in there or lime. Or if you want to, make it sweet. Put cherries in it, right? Just the ice, and then go to the cabinet under your sink in the kitchen, under your sink in the bathroom, and get you some tile something, or some chlor something, or get you just a plain old bottle of good old-fashioned spray cleaner and spray it in that drinking glass and turn it up, because that's exactly what you're doing. And it doesn't get any plainer than that, okay? It just won't. And I'm not going to make it nice. You've been played. They know it. They're laughing at you, and I'm done with it. But I want to tell you something. When you get done with being about as ticked off as I am, mellow it down a little bit. You see, KT and the Groove will bring back memories through R&B classic music. KT and the Groove broadcasts Saturdays on TalkTainmentRadio.com. This is what I'll suggest you do. You find you something real healthy to drink. You make up your mind that this is no longer a part of your routine. You're going to the doctor because you're drinking cleanser. You're drinking something that cleanses battery acid. Why would you think that you'd feel better if you're drinking poison? I've always given this scenario. If, in fact, your children are at school and you find out that that precious child of yours was being abused by a teacher, if they were being abused, put in a closet or made to sit, or they go to lunch and they're not allowed to eat because their bill's not paid, so the food is literally thrown in the trash in front of them. Oh, yes, happening across the country. That's a whole nother pot of something, isn't it? However, if you found out that they were being treated this way, suppose that teacher, don't take me there, because they're talking about letting teachers carry guns. I don't want to go there. But suppose somebody mistreated your baby. What wall do you want to go up? And how many people other than God himself could keep you from getting to that school person? I'm talking about things like leaving small children on a bus. Not once, twice. I'm talking about abuse. What about your elder? What about your own mother or father? You left them in the care of somebody who says, I'm going to take good care of them for you. You go ahead and do what you need to do. I'll be here. And then they give them a glass of Coke. You don't see it? Do you see this? I'll tell you why if you don't see it. You've been told, you've been washed, brainwashed, conditioned to believe that this poison, and I told you in the article that the people who use this to do the cleaning, they've been knowing this for decades. That's it. Number 9, cleanses your engine. Distributors of Coke have been using this technique for decades. These people know what's going on with you. You're running to the doctor and you're browbeating your doctor because he can't seem to fix what's going on. You're diabetic, so you figure you drink Diet Pop. Well, Diet Pop was the one that was good for what? Pulling out gum or something? I'd have to go back and find it. I had to close the paper down. But you see, this is what I'm talking about. How plain can I make it that you are literally being poisoned and you're being made to pay for it yourself? They know this. I call them they. We know who they are. The distribution companies know, and they're strategically placed so that you always get your pop. Whatever happened to lemonade? Yeah, you got to learn how to fix good lemonade. Good lemonade doesn't require sugar. Mm-mm-mm. A good cup of tea doesn't require sugar. And a good cup of coffee doesn't need sugar. Not if you're a real coffee drinker. You don't have to have that stuff. That too needs to be addressed. It might even be in one of the other articles that I have to share with you. I'm pushing this one because they had 8 pages. And in the back of the 8 pages, there were references and comments from people who just could not help it. They had to just say so about what they had been told. And I want you to know that you don't have to just use this particular article. You go to any area on research and just look it up. It's in bold black letters, proof that it does not belong in the body. You know, there's one lady here. She did. She left a comment that I just have to share it. She says, I've always known that Cokes are not good for us to drink. My parents owned a restaurant when I was small, so my mother knew all the bad stuff about Cokes. I tried to tell my daughter, but she wouldn't listen and has been hooked, capital letters, on them for too many years. Thank you for publishing the information. That's the best you can do. You do what you can where you are. Now I want to tell you something else. Again, I want you to know that This Is Libby airs on Wednesday night at 10 p.m. on WCRS FM 98.3 and 102.1, 10 o'clock p.m. It's a nice way to wind down when you're talking about, oh, what am I going to do for the evening? Because the whole programming list is wonderful. There are ways. Now, let's go back to doing what you can do here on your own. Use what you got, like the elder said, to get what you want. We're talking about the beginning of the year. We're talking about resolutions. We're talking about promises that we're keeping because we're going to do well this year. I support you. Therefore, I will share with you some things that will help you along your way. I've been listening to people this past week, and a lot of them are talking about low backache, kidney issues, bladder issues. You'd be surprised what's out there. They just open up because they're hurting. Well, there's a young man, I believe, and I'm not sure if he is a man. I'm just going to call it what it is. I'm going to spell this word for you. You know how Libby is. I'm not going to spit all over myself trying to say a word, but I'll spell it for you so you can get it right. TSEMRUPOCHE.com. It was printed May 4th of 2013. Easy way to cleanse your kidneys. Now, a lot of people, I'm being a woman, I'm always hearing women talking about kidney disease, kidney issues, kidney bacteria, kidney infections. It happens to men too, and I know that. It happens to children, I know that. Based on what I just shared with you about drinking the soda pops, I'm sure the children also run into this. But the article says this is an easy way to cleanse your kidneys. See, years pass by, and our kidneys are filtering the blood by removing salt, poison, and any unwanted entering our body. That would be antibiotics, mercury, lead. And with time, the salt accumulates, and this needs to undergo a cleaning, some kind of cleaning treatment. So how are we going to overcome this? It's very easy. Check this out. First, take a bunch of parsley and cilantro, which some people call coriander leaves, and wash them very clean. Then cut them in small pieces. Put it in a pot of clean water. Boil, and then a few minutes after, let it cool down. Filter it out. Pour it in a nice clean bottle and refrigerate it until it's cool, completely cool. Drink one glass daily, and you'll notice all the salt and other accumulations of poisonings will be coming out of your kidneys by urination. I think they were passionate about this one. Also, you'll notice the difference in how you feel. And then it says parsley, cilantro is known as one of the best cleaning treatments, and it's natural. I put a couple question marks here because I needed to know what he might be thinking when they were saying a pot of clean water. But it makes sense to me. If you're used to drinking tap water, okay, do we need to talk about tap water? No, we did that already. You already know it's loaded with all kind of crap. So the suggestion is clean water. That would be filtered water, alkaline water, purified water. I mean, how are you going to clean your kidneys? You're going to put some stuff back in there while you're putting some stuff in there. And that way you can be sure that when you start seeing your results, they are genuine and they are real. And then I had a question mark beside. You will notice the difference in like you've never noticed before. Well, that too makes perfect sense. When your kidneys are cleansed and they're working effectually, what are you talking about here? A nice flow of urine going through. If you're drinking your water like you're supposed to, that flow will go so well, it'll be not only a relief, but it's satisfying. I mean, haven't you ever got up sometime to go to the bathroom And you get there and you're urged to go, right? And when you get there, you get trickle, 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 trickle. That's not normal. That's telling you a couple things. One, you're not drinking enough fluids. And two, you might be jammed up, literally just plugged up like a pipe under the sink. And you need to be cleansed. When you go like you're supposed to go, don't laugh when people tell you that you pee like a racehorse, because that's the way you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be like that. It was a good article. This person was wonderfully passionate about it, and I'm glad they shared it. There are many more. Oh, lists and lists and lists. Now I want to ask you a question. If, in fact, you could tell me anything you wanted to on my show right now, what would that be? If you were going to talk to your children, young adults who are raising children, what would you be saying to them, like I'm saying to you now? You call and let me know if you want. 1-877-932-9766. This particular conversation with you is more informational than some that I felt passionate about doing because it's so simple to get the references. Let me share one with you that'll just make you smile. 7 reasons why you're tired all the time. I'm just tired. Lord, I'm tired. I'm just tired. What's the matter? What's going on? I'm just tired. Have you heard? Don't you get tired of people being tired? How about, I'm feeling so good. This weekend, all I heard was tired. So I went looking. I thought, why are folks tired? 7 reasons. This is iVillage.com. Tired all the time. Behind fatigue, if you want to see the reference for yourself. If you are tired all the time, it could be because you are low on magnesium. Yeah, simple as that. Little magnesium. The Creator was powerfully intelligent putting this together for us. You see, if you skip on leafy greens, beans, and nuts, you may be low on magnesium, a mineral important for a good night's sleep. That's right. How many sleep agents are there out there for you? Artificial this and that you can pop in your mouth. And then the side effects. One of them, depression, thoughts of suicide, and even death. And you're just tired. Well, you won't sleep good if you keep doing that. This the Creator made, and it's easy to get to. Because magnesium is a crucial mineral our bodies need for the function of GABA, G-A-B-A, receptors, okay? Those are receptors, and they exist throughout all the areas of the brain and nervous system. These calming neurotransmitters enable the brain to switch on and off. Without it, we remain stressed and tense. Our thoughts race and we can't get a restful night's sleep. The recommended daily allowance, RDA, for magnesium for women 19 to 30 is 310 milligrams. That's just 2 cups of leafy greens or better, or 3 squares of dark chocolate. Now, isn't that a prescription that you can live with? Magnesium. You can get it in dark chocolate. Watch the sugar. Check and make sure it's pure chocolate. And or you can eat 2 cups of leafy greens. How simple is that? You might not be getting enough rest. You may be tired all the time because you eat too much fat. Yeah, I said it. Yeah, I did. That's what the article said too. Smallest paragraph of all of them, but most powerful. Eating at the drive-thru on a regular basis does more than wreck your waistline. It can also cause sleepiness. Oh, talk! I hate to stop because talkteamandradio.com. Check us out on WCRS FM 98.3 Wednesday and Sunday evenings. Blogs and podcasts are available. We go where you go. Download talkteamandradio.com app to your cell or tablet.